Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our 15th and final segment of Halachos and Ideas of the Pesach Seder. Unfortunately for us, when we sit down for the Seder, unless something changes between now and then, the most central symbol of the Pesach Seder will not be on our table. And that is the actual Korban Pesach, not the Afikoman, but the actual animal that was brought as a korban. We don't have it today, but that was the core of the Pesach Seder. If you remember from our halacha discussion, the whole mitzvah of maror is not even a Torah commandment today, because the Torah only commands you to eat maror in conjunction with the Korban Pesach. If you don't have the actual Korban Pesach, there's not even a Torah commandment of maror. It's only rabbinic today. What's so central and core about this Korban Pesach? It was the essential mitzvah to be done by the Jews before the Exodus, and it's even essential in subsequent generations. What does it represent? Just to share an approach from the Maral. The Maral points out that a number of halachos regarding the Korban Pesach all seem to run back to a sense of separate entities coming closer together as one. Just to give some examples, the way it works with the Korban Pesach is you have a group of people. It might be one family, it might be two families, it might be a bunch of people who live on the same block, coming together to eat the Korban Pesach. So if you imagine people standing separate, and they kind of have to come together to one chabura, to one group. The roasting of the animal had to be, you had the animal as one big body, and you roasted it. You couldn't cut the animal up into multiple pieces and independently roast the parts of the animal. The halacha is the animal is roasted and not cooked. So what does that mean? If you think about it, in halacha, cooking means that you put it in water. So if you would think about when you take a chicken and you cook it in water, so what happens if you put a lot of water in, it becomes more loosely attached. Roasting, there's no water, it's just over a fire. So what that means is the moisture comes out and it only grows strongly, more strongly connected. Every part of the body is more strongly connected to the rest of the body. One more halacha, it's a specific prohibition in the Torah to break the bones of the animal when eating it, because this mitzvah is all about bringing separate things together. To take something connected and break it would be antithetical. So what does this all represent? The Maral suggests that this represents Achdus HaBorei, the unity of Hashem, meaning everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not only the redemption of the Exodus, but even the tragedy of the slavery is also from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's so fascinating. The Torah model is that you're supposed to eat the matzah, which represents the freedom, and the maror, which represents the slavery, in conjunction with the Korban Pesach. Neither of these components can be looked upon independently. It has to be viewed in a big picture that it's really all from Hashem. And that's why if you don't have the Korban Pesach to remind you that it's all from Hashem, the Torah doesn't even command you to eat the maror. Because to just sit around reflecting on how difficult it was in Egypt, if you don't have the perspective of the Korban Pesach, that, wow, even though it was difficult, that was also, for some reason, part of God's plan, you're missing out on the proper perspective. I've wondered many times if the famous Medrash that 4 out of 5 Jews weren't even fit to leave Egypt, and that 4 out of 5 Jews passed away during the plague of Choshech, of darkness. They saw all these wonderful miracles. How could they not be fit? And I've wondered to myself many times if the idea might really be this concept that they couldn't fully grasp Achdus HaBorei. They could see the greatness and kindness of God and the redemption of the plagues. But to believe that after all of it, that they could look at all of their difficulties, at the difficulties of generations of their families, and, well, I guess that was also from God, that's a very difficult and complicated pill to swallow. And that, in many ways, is the avoda, is the service of the Korban Pesach, and maybe the Pesach Seder in general, we discussed the other day the idea of beginning with the difficulties and ending with the redemption. That's so significant to this idea of the Korban Pesach, that as we sit and celebrate the tremendous kindness of God for his people, we have to remind ourselves that whatever personal and national difficulties we happen to be experiencing at the moment are also from God. We don't know why, we don't know how, but we do believe that the day will come, we will all celebrate a redemption, just as the Jews in Egypt did. Thanks so much for joining us. I also want to take this opportunity to thank Mr. Reuven Mizrahi for all of his wonderful technical work, and Rabbi Yehuda Shenansky for organizing this wonderful program. A Chag Kasher V'Sameach. Take care.